And every patriarch, every one of them, is in some way a figure of Jesus. They all typify Christ. The patriarchs, the prophets, all of them. I know of no exception. We have tapes on a prophet like Moses. Moses and Jesus, we have a tape, One Messiah, Two Comings. Joseph and Jesus, we have a tape on Isaac and Jesus. But they're all types of Christ. Any one of them. One of the most overlooked major figures of Jesus in the Old Testament is the other person, the only other person in the Bible who's called the Lamb led to slaughter. The weeping prophet, Jeremiah, author of Lamentations, great hero of Israel, whose message was recycled by Jesus for the last days. If you look at the book of Revelation, or if you look at the prophecies of Jesus in the Olivet Discourse, in Matthew and Luke, he's recycling the themes in Jeremiah. The temple being destroyed, the false prophets, the rise of Babylon. Jeremiah is one of those books of the Bible that has as much to do with the last days as it does its own day. And he is a figure of Jesus. Ezekiel and Jeremiah tend to be the two of who prefigure Jesus eschatologically. Ezekiel is called the Son of Man. And whenever the New Testament speaks of the return of Christ, whenever it speaks of Jesus eschatologically, it's always as the Son of Man, never as the Son of Man. Ezekiel is called the Son of Man. He prefigures Jesus eschatologically in certain ways. Jeremiah is the other major prophet who eschatologically prefigures Christ. Of the minor prophets, Nahum would be another one. The message of Nahum was reiterated by Jesus. To Nahum it was, woe to you, Noamon, woe to you, Thebes. To Jesus it was, woe to you, Sodom, woe to you, Capernaum, woe to you, Bethsaida, woe to you, Chorazin. But Jesus lived in the village of Nahum, Kfar Nahum, Capernaum. All of them prefigure him. But today we're looking at Jeremiah, a type of Christ. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, because everywhere I send you, you shall go, and all that I command you, you shall speak. Jeremiah, from the earliest days of his youth, was able to confound, baffle religious leaders. Jeremiah, from his youth, was able to baffle religious leaders with his understanding of the things of God because of his wisdom and his knowledge and understanding of the Scripture. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 7. Turn with me, please, to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 46 and 47. And it came about after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. Jesus, a prophet like Jeremiah, was able to baffle, confound, astound the religious leaders of his day, the wise men, the scribes, even from his youth. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. And I will pronounce my judgments on them concerning all their wickedness, whereby they have forsaken me, and have offered sacrifices to other gods, and worshipped the works of their own hands. Now gird up your loins, and arise, and speak to them all which I command you. Do not be dismayed before them, lest I dismay you before them. Jeremiah only spoke the judgments of God, never his own. Jeremiah only pronounced the judgments of God. He never spoke from himself. John chapter 12, please. Verse 49, for I did not speak on my own initiative, but the Father himself who sent me has given me commandment what to say and what to speak. Although Jesus was God, he never pronounced anything as a man. He only spoke what his Father told him. He only spoke the judgments, pronounced the judgments of God, like Jeremiah, never himself. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 19. And they will fight against you, but they will not overcome you, for I am with you to deliver you, declares the Lord. Now this tells us this was in his youth. Jeremiah was destined for opposition from his childhood. Jeremiah was destined for opposition from his childhood. Look with me, please, to the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 2. And verse 34, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and for a sign to be opposed. Jeremiah was destined for opposition from his childhood. And the Lord Jesus, in the character of the prophet Jeremiah, was destined for opposition from his childhood. At chapter 2, verse 13, please. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, to hew for themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Now we deal with this, of course, on the woman at the well tape. They rejected me, the fountain of living water. Also, Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 38. Sorry, my mistake. John chapter 7, verse 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because he was not yet glorified. At the preaching of Jeremiah, the Jews rejected the fountain of living water. At the preaching of Jeremiah, chapter 2, verse 13, the Jews rejected the fount of living water. The preaching of Jesus, a prophet like Jeremiah, the Jews rejected the fount of living water, as do all men who reject him. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 22, please. Although you wash yourselves with lye and use much soap, the stain of your iniquity is before me, declares the Lord God. Jeremiah declared the sin of God's people, disdaining outward religiosity. Jeremiah declared the sin of God's people, disdaining outward religiosity. Matthew chapter 23, please. Verses 25 and 26. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and the dish, but inside they are filled with robbery and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and of the dish, so that the outside of it may be clean also. Jeremiah declared the sin of God's people, disdaining outward religiosity. Jesus declared the sin of God's people, disdaining outward religiosity. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, please. Then I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will feed you on knowledge and understanding. Jeremiah promised God's people shepherds who would feed them. Jeremiah promised God's people good shepherds who would feed them. Turn with me, please, to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 21. Commencing in the 10th verse, but Jesus said, "Bring some of the fish which you have now caught." Simon Peter went up and drew the net to the land, filled with large fish, 153. And also there were so many in the net. And Jesus said, "Have breakfast." None of these disciples ventured to question him. "Who are you?" knowing that it was the Lord. But Jesus came and he took the bread and gave them, and the fish likewise. This is the third time Jesus was manifested to them after he was raised from the dead. So when Jesus had finished, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my lambs." Now the word here for love is agape. He said to him again a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And he said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And he said, "Shepherd my sheep." And he said to him a third time, "Simon, do you phileo me? Do you like me?" And Peter was grieved because he said this to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jeremiah promised shepherds that would feed the Lord's sheep. Jesus promised shepherds that would feed the Lord's sheep. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 16. "Report it to the nations. Proclaim over Jerusalem. Besiegers come from a far country and lift their voices against the cities of Judah." Jeremiah predicted the destruction of Jerusalem. Jeremiah predicted the destruction of Jerusalem. It was, of course, destroyed by the Babylonians, the fathers of the mystery religions, on the ninth day of the Hebrew month of Av, the Shabbat Av. Turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 23. Verse 37, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those sent to her. How often I wanted to gather you, your children together the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you are unwilling. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. For I say to you, from now on you shall not see me until you say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'" Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Luke chapter 21, verse 24. "Jerusalem will be trampled under the feet of the Gentiles." Jeremiah predicted the destruction of Jerusalem, which happened on Tisha B'Av. On the same exact day of the year, Tisha B'Av, the Hebrew calendar, the Romans, who by that time were the custodians and perpetuators of the mystery religions of Babylon, destroyed the second temple. Same day. Jeremiah prophesied the destruction of the first temple on Tisha B'Av. Jesus prophesied the destruction of the second temple. It happened on Tisha B'Av. That is an important day in Jewish history. Many calamities have happened. Hitler's beer house putsch, the Holocaust, began that same night, same day. Let's continue. Jeremiah chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. I looked on the earth, and behold, it was formless and void. And to the heavens, and they had no light. I looked on the mountains, and behold, they were quaking. And the hills began to move to and fro. This has allusions to the creation, but specifically, Jeremiah predicts darkness, wars, earthquakes, and famines. Jeremiah predicts darkness, wars, earthquakes, and famines. Turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 24. Verses 6 and 7, you'll be hearing of wars and rumors of wars. See, you are not frightened, for those things must take place. But that is not yet the end. Nation will rise against nation. Kingdom against kingdom, and in various places there will be famines and earthquakes. And of course, the word there for nation is ethnon in Greek. It means racial strife. From Yugoslavia to Rwanda to East Timor, it's racial conflict. Jeremiah predicted famines, wars, darkness, and earthquakes. Jesus predicted famines, wars, darkness, and earthquakes. Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 29. And the sound of the horsemen and bowmen, every city flees. They go into the thickets and climb upon the rocks. Every city is forsaken at the sound of the horsemen, the bowmen, and the bowmen. Jeremiah predicted that judgment would commence with horsemen with bows. Jeremiah predicted that judgment would commence with horsemen with bows. Turn with me, please, to the revelation by Jesus to John, Revelation chapter 6, what John is shown by Jesus, what Jesus predicts to John. Revelation chapter 6. Verse 2, and I looked, and behold, the white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow. And a crown was given to him, and he went out conquering and to conquer. Jeremiah prophesied that judgment would commence with the horseman with the bow. And in his revelation to John, Jesus prophesies that judgment would commence with the horseman with the bow. Jeremiah chapter 5, please. Verses 26 and 28 to 28. For wicked men are found among my people. They watch like fowlers lying in wait. They set a trap. They catch them like a cage filled with birds. So the houses are filled with deceit. Therefore they become great and rich. They are fat and they are sleek. They also excel in deeds of wickedness. They do not plead the cause of the orphan, or the cause of, they do not plead the cause of the orphan, that they may prosper, and they do not defend the rights of the poor. Jeremiah castigated the religious leadership of his day for their exploitation of the poor and the socially disenfranchised. Jeremiah castigated the religious leadership of his day for their exploitation of the poor and the socioeconomically disenfranchised. Turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 23.
They tie heavy loads and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves are unwilling to move them, even with one finger. Verse 14, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites, because you devour widows' houses, even while for a pretense you make long prayers. Therefore you shall receive the greater condemnation.
In the character of Jeremiah, Jesus castigated the religious leaders for their misuse of their authority and position to exploit the poor and the socioeconomically disenfranchised. Turn with me, please, to Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 1. Flee for safety, O sons of Benjamin, from the midst of Jerusalem. Flee for safety from the midst of Jerusalem. Jeremiah warned the faithful to escape from Jerusalem. Jeremiah prophetically warned the faithful to escape from Jerusalem. Turn with me to Luke chapter 21, please. Verse 20, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, then recognize her desolation is at hand. Let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Jeremiah warned the faithful to flee from Jerusalem and escape. Jesus warned the faithful to flee from Jerusalem and to escape. Jeremiah chapter 6, please. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 24. We have heard the report of it. Our hands are limp, anguish has seized us, pain as of a woman in childbirth. Do not go out into the field and do not walk on the road, for the enemy has the sword, terror on every side. O daughter of my people, put on sackcloth and roll in ashes. Mourn as for an only son, a lamentation most bitter, for suddenly the destroyer will come upon us. Jeremiah spoke of the return of Jesus as maternal labor and prophesied the day will come when the Jews will mourn as for an only son. Jeremiah prophesied of the end by comparing it to maternal labor, and predicted a time would come when the Jews would mourn for an only son. Book of Revelation chapter 12, please, in his revelation to John. Verse 2, and she was with child, and she cried out, being in labor and pain to give birth. And of course, Zechariah chapter 12. Verse 10, I will pour it on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. So they'll look upon me whom they have pierced and mourn for him as one mourns for an only son and weep bitterly over him like the bitter weeping over a firstborn. Jeremiah predicted the time would come when the Jews would mourn as for an only son. And so with Jesus, they will mourn as one mourneth for an only son. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 27. I have made you an assayer and a tester among my people, that you may know and assay their way. A tester and an assayer of my people, that you may know their way. By divine revelation, Jeremiah knew what was in man. By divine revelation, Jeremiah knew what was in man. He knew the way of man. John chapter 2, verse 25, please.
And because he did not need anyone to bear witness concerning man, for he himself knew what was in man.
Jeremiah knew what was in man. Jesus knew by that same revelation what was in man. Now we point out that Jesus was God. The theological term is kenosis. He never stopped being God, but he did deprive himself of the benefit of his position and came in the form of a servant, subjecting himself to the same limitations we have, only he had no sin. In Philippians 2, Jesus never once used his divine power. He could have, but never did. He did everything he did, because the Father did it through him by the Holy Ghost. He knew it was in people.
Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 11, please. Has this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your sight? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, declares the Lord. Jeremiah called the temple a den of robbers. Jeremiah called the temple a den of robbers. And they wind up accusing him falsely of having spoken against the temple. Matthew chapter 21, verse 13. According from Isaiah, it said to them, it's written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you are making it a den of robbers. Jesus called the temple a den of robbers. And then they turn around and falsely accuse Jesus of speaking against the temple. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 13, please. And now, because you've done all these things, declares the Lord, and I spoke to you, rising up early and speaking, but you did not hear. And I called you, but you did not answer. Jeremiah called, but the people would not listen. Jeremiah called, but the people would not answer. Matthew chapter 11, please. Verse 16. But to what shall I compare this generation is like the children in the marketplace who call out to other children and say, we played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge and you did not mourn. Jeremiah called out the people, but they would not respond. Jesus and the character of Jeremiah called out the people, but they would not respond. Turn with me, please, to Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 27. You shall speak to them all these words, but they will not listen to you. And you shall call to them, but they will not answer you. The rejection of Jeremiah was foretold by God. The rejection of Jeremiah was foretold by God. Turn to Isaiah chapter 53, please. Verse 3, he was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We come back to this, and like one from whom men hide their faith. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Who has believed our report? Jeremiah's rejection was foretold. Jesus' rejection was foretold. Jeremiah chapter 8, please, verse 9. The wise men are put to disgrace. They are dismayed and caught out. Behold, they've rejected the word of the Lord. And what kind of wisdom do they have? The wise men were caught out. Their lack of wisdom was publicly displayed in their confrontation with Jeremiah. In their confrontation with Jeremiah, the wise men were caught out. And their lack of wisdom and their lack of understanding the scripture, the word of the Lord, was publicly displayed. Turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 22, verse 46. And no one was able to answer him a word, nor did anyone dare from that day on to ask him another question. In the confrontation with Jesus, the wise men of the day were caught out and made a public display of for their lack of wisdom and their lack of understanding the Word of God. Jeremiah chapter 8, please. Verse 20. Harvest is past. Summer is ended. And we are not saved. Jeremiah warned of those who would miss the rapture. Jeremiah warned of those who would miss the rapture and be taken by surprise that they missed it. Gospel of St. Matthew chapter 25, please, wise and foolish virgins. I won't read it all, you know the story. Jesus warned of those who would miss the rapture and likewise would be utterly taken by complete and total surprise that they did. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 1, please. Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people, etc., as Jesus also wept over Jerusalem. Jeremiah wept over Jerusalem. Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 17 tells us this. I did not sit in the circle of the merrymakers. We have a tape in South Africa called the Circle of the Merrymakers. Jeremiah was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, who foresaw the coming destruction and judgment of God's people. Jeremiah was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, who foresaw the destruction and judgment of God's people. His name, Yirmiyahu, the weeping one, Jeremiah. Turn with me, please, to Isaiah chapter 53 once more. Verse 3, he was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Jesus was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, who also in Matthew 23 foresaw the destruction and judgment of God's people and of Jerusalem. Jeremiah chapter 9, please, verse 25. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, that I will punish all who are circumcised, yet uncircumcised, Egypt and Judah. Jeremiah denounced the nominal Judaism of his day.
He denounced the nominal Jewry of his day. It was cultural, it was religious, but it was not of the Spirit. Much the same as nominal Christianity. Jeremiah denounced the nominal Judaism of his day. Turn with me, please, to Jeremiah chapter 8. I'm sorry, to John chapter 8. Verse 39, and they answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. But Jesus said, if you are Abraham's children, do the deeds of Abraham. But as it is, you're seeking to kill me, a man who told you the truth, which I heard from God. This Abraham did not do. When Jeremiah denounced the nominal Judaism of his day, they tried to kill him. When Jesus denounced the nominal Judaism of his day, they tried to kill him. Amazing stuff, isn't it? Jeremiah chapter 10, please. Verse 2. Thus says the Lord, do not learn the way of the nations, and do not be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them. Jeremiah encouraged the faithful not to fear the signs of the end. Jeremiah encouraged the faithful not to fear the signs of the end, the signs of the heavens. Turn with me, please, to Luke chapter 21. Beginning of verse 25, Luke's version of the Olivet Discourse, there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, signs in the heaven, and upon the earth and among many nations. Once more, Jeremiah talks about the nations being in fear of the signs in the heavens. In perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting from fear and the expectation of the things which are coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Verse 28, but when these things begin to take place, straighten up, lift up your heads, for your redemption drawing nigh. Compared to what Jeremiah tells us, do not turn the way of the nations and be terrified by the signs of the heavens, although the nations are terrified by them. Jeremiah encouraged the faithful of God's people not to be terrified by the signs of the heavens as the nations. And Jesus encouraged God's people not to be terrified by the signs of the heavens as are the nations. The word again for nations in Hebrew is goyim and Greek ethnon, racial groups, peoples. Sometimes in Hebrew it's amim, but here it's nations. Okay. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 21. For the shepherds have become stupid. They've not sought the Lord, therefore they've not prospered. All the flocks are scattered. They've not sought the Lord. They're stupid. The flocks scatter. Jeremiah denounced the hireling shepherds who did not properly look after the sheep. Jeremiah denounced the shepherds who did not take care of the sheep. The Gospel of St. John chapter 10, please. Verse 12, he was a hireling and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep. Behold, he sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and he scatters them. He flees because he's a hireling and he's not concerned about the sheep.
Jeremiah denounced the shepherds who did not take care of the sheep. Jesus denounced the so-called shepherds, pastors, same word in Greek, did not take care of the sheep. Jeremiah chapter 15, please. Verse 11. The Lord said to Jeremiah, I will set you free for the purpose of good. Despite his suffering, his imprisonment, and the death sentence put on him, God promised that Jeremiah would be set free for purposes of good. Isaiah 53, please. Verse 12, therefore I will allot him a portion of the great, and he'll divide the booty with the strong. God promised Jesus that despite his suffering, his rejection, and his condemnation, God would set him free for purposes of good. Jeremiah chapter 16, please, verse 15. But as the Lord lives, who brought up the sons of Israel from the land of the north and from all the countries where he had banished them, I will restore them to their own land, which I gave to their fathers. Jeremiah prophesied the restoration of Israel. Jeremiah prophesied the restoration of Israel. Luke chapter 21 is the explicit. Acts 1 is the implicit. In Luke chapter 21, we read, Jerusalem will be trampled down by the feet of the Gentiles until, plethoron in Greek, the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled. The explicit. Acts chapter 1 is that at this time you're restoring the kingdom, not for you to know. The implicit is he will. Jeremiah predicted the restoration of Israel. Jesus predicted the national restoration of Israel, not just spiritual, also a national restoration. Of course, they're being regathered for a great tribulation. And what happened in Jeremiah's day with the Babylonians prefigures the great tribulation of the end. We'll come to that in a moment. Jeremiah chapter 20, please. Jeremiah chapter 20 now. Verse 1 and 2. And when Pashur the priest, the son of Imer, who was chief officer in the house of the Lord, heard Jeremiah prophesying these things, Pashur had Jeremiah the prophet beaten and put him in stocks that were at the upper Benjamin gate, which was by the house of the Lord. Because of his preaching, the priest had Jeremiah arrested and beaten. Because of his preaching, the priest of the Lord had Jeremiah arrested and beaten. Turn with me to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 26, please. Verse 62, and the high priest stood up and said, do you make no answer? What are these things that are testifying against you? And it goes on, then in verse 67, and they spit in his face and beat him with their fists, and others slapped him. The high priest. The high priest had Jeremiah arrested and beaten because of his preaching. And the high priest had the Lord Jesus arrested and beaten because of his preaching. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 15.
Thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, I'm going to feed them wormwood. Jeremiah prophesied the judgment would come as wormwood. The book of Revelation, ditto. Judgment comes as wormwood. Jeremiah chapter 23, please, and verse 16. Thus says the Lord of hosts, do not listen to the words of the prophets who are prophesying to you. They're leading you into futility. They speak a vision of their own imagination, not from the mouth of the Lord. But let's look a little further at this. Look at verse 20 of this chapter, 23. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he's performed and carried out his purpose of his heart. Jeremiah warned of the false prophets of the last days. Turn with me, please, to the Gospel of St. Matthew once more. Verse 21 of chapter 24. Sorry, my error. Verse 24 of chapter 24. False Christ and false prophets will arise, etc., etc. And it says in many places that false prophets will come. Jeremiah warned of the false prophets of the last days. In the latter days, you'll understand it. Jesus warned of the false prophets of the last days. In Jeremiah chapter 24, verses 2 and 3 and verse 8. Jeremiah chapter 24, verses 2 and 3 and verse 8. Jeremiah used the imagery of the fig tree to explain the last days. And of course in Matthew 24:32, and also in Luke's version of the Olivet Discourse, Jesus used the imagery of the fig tree to explain or illustrate the last days. Jeremiah chapter 26, verse 11, please. Then the priests and the prophets spoke to the officials and to the people, saying, a death sentence for this man, for he's prophesied against the city, and you have heard in your hearing. After prophesying against Jerusalem, predicting a judgment, a conspiracy was hatched by the priests to incite the people to demand the death of Jeremiah. After he prophetically predicted the destruction of Jerusalem, a conspiracy was hatched by the priests of the Lord to incite the people to demand his execution. Turn with me, please, to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 26. Now the chief priests and the whole council kept trying to obtain false testimony against Jesus in order they might put him to death. And they did not find any, even though there were many false witnesses came forward, but later two came forward. And this man stated, unable to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days, etc. Just as Jeremiah, after prophesying the destruction of Jerusalem, was the victim of the conspiracy hatched by the priests to incite the people to demand his execution. So too, Jesus, after prophesying against Jerusalem, was the victim of a conspiracy hatched by the priests of the Lord to incite the people to demand his execution. Set up. Jeremiah chapter 26, verse 16. The Officials and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, no death sentence for this man. He's spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. Although the priests were persuading people to have him executed, the officials knew Jeremiah was innocent. While the priests were demanding his execution, the officials, the civil officials, knew he was innocent. Turn with me to the Gospel of St. Matthew, please, chapter 27. Verse 17 to 19, when therefore they were gathered together, Pilate said to them, whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who was called Christ? For he knew that because of envy they delivered him up. And while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, have nothing to do with that righteous man. While the priests were demanding the execution of Jesus, the civil officials knew he was innocent. While the priests were demanding the execution of Jeremiah, the civil officials knew that he was innocent. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7, please. Alas, for that day is great, there's none like it. It's the time of Jacob's distress, but he will be saved from it, the time of Jacob's trouble. We say in Hebrew, HaTekufat HaTzarat Yaakov. Jeremiah predicted the great tribulation. Jeremiah predicted prophetically the great tribulation. Matthew chapter 24, please, verse 21. For then there'll be a great tribulation such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever shall be. Jesus predicted the great tribulation. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 15. Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted because they are no more. Of course, the Babylonians killed the children. The slaughter of the innocent. A wicked king kills the innocent babies, causing a great weeping. Turn with me, please, to Matthew chapter 2, verse 18. Herod, who was more Roman than Jewish, verse 18. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping in great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they were no more. A wicked king murdered the innocent. Jeremiah chapter 31, please, verses 31 and 32. Jeremiah 31, verses 31 and 32. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord. I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. Notice, the new covenant was never made with the church, but with the Jews. Forget replacement theology. It's a doctrinal error. New covenant was never made with the church. Christians are grafted into the covenant made with the Jews. Jeremiah predicted a new covenant would be inaugurated by God. And of course, this points, among other things, to the deity of Christ. Luke chapter 22, verse 20. Jesus said, this cup is the cup poured out for you in the new covenant of my blood. 1 Corinthians 11:25. cup of the new and the everlasting covenant. Jeremiah predicted God would inaugurate a new covenant. And Jesus inaugurated a new covenant. Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 15, please. Also, I've sent to you all my servants the prophets, sending them again and again, saying, turn now every man from his evil way and amend your deeds, and do not go after other gods or worship them. But you've not listened or inclined your ear to me, or to them, as it were. Jeremiah rebuked Israel's rejection of the prophets sent to warn her. Jeremiah rebuked Israel's rejection of the prophets sent to warn Israel. The Gospel of St. Matthew, please, chapter 23. Verse 34, therefore, behold, I'm sending you prophets and wise men and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify. Some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that upon you may fall the guilt of all the righteous blood shed on the earth. Jeremiah rebuked Israel's rejection of the prophets sent to warn her. And Jesus rebuked Israel's rejection of the prophets sent to warn her. Jeremiah chapter 36, please. Verse 4. Then Jeremiah called Baruch, the son of Neriah, and wrote at the dictation of Jeremiah all the words of the Lord. The preaching and ministry and teaching of Jeremiah was written down by others. The preaching, the teaching, and ministry of Jeremiah was recorded, written down by others. Okay. Turn with me, please, to the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 21. Verse 24. And 25, this is the disciple who bears witness of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his witness is true. And there are many other things which Jesus did, which if they were written in detail, I suppose that the world itself could not contain the books which were written. The ministry, teaching, preaching of Jesus was recorded by others by direct divine decree. Jeremiah chapter 36, please. Verse 26. And the king commanded Jeremiah, the king's son, Sariah, the son of Azriel, and Shelemiah, the son of Abdil, to seize Baruch the scribe and Jeremiah the prophet. But the Lord hid them. Jeremiah was hidden and protected by the Lord. Hidden and protected by the Lord. John chapter 8, verse 59. Therefore they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. When they tried to stone Jeremiah in Jerusalem in the temple, he was hidden. They tried to stone Jesus. Same place, Jerusalem. He was hidden. Jeremiah chapter 37, verse 15. And the officials were angry at Jeremiah. They beat him and threw him into jail. Jeremiah was thrown in prison and unjustly condemned. Jeremiah was thrown into prison and unjustly condemned.
The Gospel of St. Matthew chapter 27, now when morning had come, in verse 1, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him and led him away and delivered him. Jesus was arrested and unjustly condemned. Jeremiah chapter 38. Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, that was a black man, saying, take 30 men from here, I'm your authority, and bring up Jeremiah the prophet from the cistern before he dies. He was thrown in a pit, buried in it, and began to sleep into the mud, being buried alive. But in a sense, he was resurrected. He was rescued by divine intervention from a burial. If you read the text, they actually tried to bury him in this well with the mud in it. Matthew chapter 28, verse 2, so Jesus was rescued by God from the pit where he was buried. Tomb. Jeremiah chapter 43, verse 9. Take some large stones in your hand and hide them in the mortar in the brick terrace, which is at the entrance of Pharaoh's palace in Tophanes, in the sight of some of the Jews. Jeremiah was protected for a season in Egypt. Jeremiah received protection for a season in Egypt. The Gospel of St. Matthew, please, chapter 2, verse 14. And he arose and took the child and his mother by night, departed for Egypt. And we all know why he did it. Jeremiah was protected, found protection in Egypt. Jesus found protection in Egypt. Jeremiah chapter 51, please. Verse 49, indeed Babylon is to fall for the slain of Israel. As for the slain of Israel, Babylon the slain of all the earth who've fallen. You who have escaped the sword, depart, do not stay. Get out of Babylon. Chapter 51, verse 50. Get out of there. Chapter 51, verse 45, come forth from her midst, my people. Each of you save yourselves from the fierce anger of the Lord. Jeremiah tells God's people to come out of Babylon. Come out of Babylon. The book of Revelation, chapter 18, please. The revelation of Jesus to John the Baptist, John the Apostle. Verse 4, come out of her, my people, same as Jeremiah, that you may not participate in her sins or receive of her plague. Jeremiah called God's people out of Babylon. Jesus called God's people out of Babylon. Jeremiah chapter 51 again. Verse 49. Babylon is about to fall.
Jeremiah prophesied the fall of Babylon the Great. Book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 2. Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. The false religious system of this world in league with its political system. We could go on and on and on like this. But I'll only look at one more. The book of Jeremiah is not about the past as much as it is about the future. Oh, it's about the past. But it's even more about the future. So is Daniel. And it's about the present. There will be those in the last days who will be in the character of Jeremiah, warning about Babylon, warning about what you see happening in the reconfederation of the countries in the Roman Empire, warning about ecumenism, warning about the ordination of homosexual clergy, warning about the invasion of New Age into the church, only to be despised and rejected. These people will foresee the judgment coming on God's people. And like Jeremiah, and like the Jesus Jeremiah prefigures, they'll be acquainted with grief. But Jesus was not the only one allotted a portion with the great. God told Jeremiah, "I'll rescue you." Turn with me, please, in conclusion to Revelation, Jeremiah chapter 11. Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 19. Jeremiah was bold of speech, strong of character, but gentle of heart. Jesus was bold of speech, strong of character, but gentle of heart. I have a long way to go. My ambition, maybe I have the strong of speech. But I still have to acquire the gentle of heart. Jeremiah, chapter 11, verse 19. But I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter, was Jeremiah. The only other person in the Bible, in the same personal sense, that they say that of is, of course, Jesus, Isaiah 53, verse 6. Verse 7, he was oppressed and afflicted. He didn't open his mouth like a lamb that is led to slaughter. That's it. Yirmiyahu Hanavi and Yeshua HaMashiach. Jeremiah the prophet and Jesus the Messiah. Two lambs for the slaughter. God bless. Have a break.